Can you talk about that ASCO presentation?
Yes, that was a group of 60 patients with unknown primary cancer. We excluded all the favorable subsets of patients, like women with axillary adenopathy, for instance, no neuroendocrine tumors were involved, and several others, men with the extragonadal germ cell tumor syndrome, all excluded. So what we had were patients like the gentleman I just presented to you, or the other one with the liver metastasis, that group of patients, most with visceral disease, bony disease. And we did a full workup on these pathologically with staining, et cetera. But our treatment was uniform. It was Taxol carboplatinum. And because that has become a standard unknown primary cancer, although I think it's going to be changing soon and we're going to treat more individually, but that is a standard, Taxol carboplatinum. And it's approved by Medicare, for instance, that combination. So we added to it Avastin based on some of the lung data. And we also added erlotinib because we knew that Avastin and erlotinib were well tolerated. And we previously did a trial, by the way, with those two targeted drugs in unknown primary cancer. And that was the last year's ASCO, not this year's.
And what did you see there?
We saw about a 10% response rate. But, you know, we had a survival in that group of patients, a median survival of over 9 months. This was published, by the way, in a journal of clinical oncology not long ago.
Even 10%, you know, objective PRs to that combination is kind of interesting.
Yes, and there were many tumor shrinkages less than RECIST partial remission. So a waterfall plot would show a number of other patients having tumor shrinkage. And most of these were second-line therapy, so it wasn't even first-line. And the median survival was over 9 months. So we were impressed. That was in the JCO. So that's why this study was designed. It included Taxol carbo, Avastin, and erlotinib, or Tarceva. And 60 patients were treated. The objective response rate was close to 45%. The median survival at this point in time, of course, it's still relatively early, was nearly 11 and a half months. And again, pretty well tolerated. And whether this is going to add, this is empiric treatment. See, all the patients were treated the same, which I think in the future we're getting away from. And in the future could be now. I mean, we're getting away from that based on what we talked about earlier. We're going to be treating these patients more based on what we think they have, based on more definitive study of their tumor, including molecular study.
So given that, do you think there's a non-protocol role for either the erlotinib-bev combination or erlotinib-bev carbo-taxol?
Well, I think there clearly is a role in selected patients, it's my opinion, of Taxol carbo and bevacizumab in a patient like I presented to you. If an off-study patient had a mediastinal mass and had a TTF1 positive, I would basically code that patient, say that's non-small cell lung cancer, even though I can't prove it is, and treat them with a regimen like that, which is one of the best-known therapies for non-small cell lung cancer.
And I guess getting back to our earlier discussion, I mean, would chemocetuximab be on the table?
Again, it could be, but we're just stretching it because what we're doing, we're saying we think the patient has lung and then we're going to treat with this therapy, which is useful in lung. I have no major problem with that, but right now I would probably be more inclined to use the Avastin because we have actual data in unknown primary patients.